Coming up on episode number 413, it's a cover story. It's Thursday night, so it's usually cover story time. Celebrating the birthday of Dave Grohl, who is in Nirvana and who in recent years has been with a band that I've really come to enjoy, Foo Fighters. Now, if you're not a Foo Fighters fan, don't worry. You'll really like the songs in tonight's show, whether you're a fan or not. Check it out. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is January 17th, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where I pick a band or an artist and I play several covers of or by that artist. Tonight, in honor of Dave Grohl's birthday, which was Monday, he was born January 14th, 1969, same year as me. No, listen, everybody, get out their calculators. Celebrating his band, his band after Nirvana called the Foo Fighters. And we're going to play you several Foo Fighters covers tonight, as well as some covers done by the Foo Fighters. We're going to start things off with probably a cover of easily one of my favorite songs by Foo Fighters. It's a track called Everlong. It's an amazing... The original is just amazing as far as the texture and the build. The way it goes between kind of a lighter song to a really, really heavy song, it really just works. And the cover is awesome too. This is performed by Jared Campbell, and he did it as part of that Lit Riffs compilation from back in 2004, the CD that came or was a companion piece to the book where writers did cover versions of famous songs as short stories. We're going to start things off right now with Everlong, here by Jared Campbell.
Breathe out so I can breathe you in.
My Hero by Paramore, a band from Tennessee, from Franklin, Tennessee. Right now they're touring the UK. You're going to be able to find them out there later this month. The band is made up of Haley, Joshua, Jeremy, and Zachary. Now Joshua and Zachary are brothers. Haley is 18. They all met in high school. And just putting out some great music. That is from an indie rock playlist from 2006, a cover of My Hero, originally by the Foo Fighters. Before that, Scala and Kolochny Brothers, favorites here at Coverville, as you've heard. They're in the Coverville countdown almost every year with something. That was a cover of Walking After You, which just has absolutely gorgeous chord progression, I think, and an excellent hook. They captured it perfectly, I think, with their choir style. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous cover. And then we opened everything up. Oh, I'm sorry. That was from 2004's Dream On. And then we start everything off with Everlong, performed by a guy from Binghamton, New York, Jared Campbell, from that Lit Riffs compilation from 2004. Well, this week's shows are sponsored by Audible.com. Now, Foo Fighters are a military term that were used by Allied aircraft in World War II to describe UFOs or mysterious phenomena that were seen in the skies over Europe. So if you aren't looking for Dave Grohl on Audible, you can find him, though. There's a Fresh Air interview with him. Maybe you're interested more in the other translation of Foo Fighters, that military term. You might want to check out a book called Why People Believe Weird Things by Michael Shermer, about UFO abductions, TV psychics, paranormal phenomena, everything that you used to love on The X-Files. Now, how would you get this book? Well, of course, you can go to audible.com and buy it. Or if you're not a member of audible.com already, go to coverville.com. The top of the page has a banner. If you click that banner and sign up, you get a free download. Just for signing up to Audible, you get a free book download. You might get this book, Why People Believe Weird Things. You might get the Dave Grohl interview from Fresh Air. Whatever you want, sign up. And if you're not happy with the service, I think that's crazy to think you wouldn't be happy with Audible, the wide selection of audio entertainment they have. But if you're not happy, simply discontinue your service and everything you've downloaded is yours to keep. And if you do it within the first couple weeks, then you don't pay a penny. Check it out, audible.com. Use the Coverville link at the top of the page on coverville.com to sign up. Well, in 2003, Petra Hayden, who is also on this last year's Coverville countdown, released an album with Bill Frisell. Back in 2003, it was not all covers, but it featured a lot of cover songs on it, including this one, which is a cover of Foo Fighters' Floaty. And here's Petra Hayden and Bill Frisell with their cover of Floaty.
Come back down. When I talk about it, carries on, reasons only new. When I talk about it, Aries or treasons already new. Beg me to talk about it, I could stand to prove. If we can get around it, I know that it's true. When I talked about it, carried on, reasons only new. But it's you I fell into. When I talk about it, carries on, reasons only new. When I talk about it, Aries or treasons already new. Beg me to talk about it, I could stand to prove. And if we can get around it, I know that it's true. Well, I talked about it, put it on, never was it true. But it's you I fell into. I fell into. I fell into.
Oh, man, so pretty. Big Me. And if you remember that video, they, you know, Foo Fighters did have some very revolutionary videos, I think done by Michel Gondry. And did Spike Jonze do any of their videos? I think he might have. That one was the one that was a takeoff of the Mentos commercial. Big Me, covered there by Kate Rogers from her 2005 release Seconds. Very beautiful rendition there. Before that, Floaty, performed by Petra Hayden and Bill Frisell. You'll find that on their self-titled duet album, Petra Hayden and Bill Frisell, from 2003. Special thanks going out to a couple of websites that have said some very nice things about Coverville, especially this first one here. MrsDude.blogspot.com. Aaron was surprised that the whole show is hosted, recorded, and produced by a single person out of his basement in his home in Colorado. Yeah, that's for the most part, that's true. Although Tina helps out, and I can't discount the help that I get from all of the listeners and all of the fellow podcasters who turn me on to such great music. I wouldn't be able to do this without you, so I can't call this a solo endeavor by any means. Also, some thanks to Roger from Ramblin' with Roger, who also said some very nice things about Coverville. A couple of sites, I'll put their links in the show notes so you can see what they said, what those nice things they said about me. Now, on the cover stories, one of the things I do like to do every once in a while is include covers that are performed by the band themselves. Tonight, I'm going to present two of them by the Foo Fighters, the second of which does contain some language that may, you know, you may want to keep the kids away from. It's a cover of, I'll tell you right now, it's a cover of Prince's Darling Nikki, and it's really just the subject matter, I think. I don't think he actually says any blue words, any of the deadly seven words you can't say on television. But anyway, before we get to Darling Nikki, let's get to this first one, which is Band on the Run, originally by Paul McCartney and Wings. Foo Fighters did this as part of last year's Radio 1 established 1967 CD, which was a BBC radio tribute to the last 40 years. They got 40 bands to cover 40 songs, each from a different year in the last 40 years of the BBC Radio 1's history. This one was Foo Fighters covering Band on the Run, like I said, originally by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Thank you. inside these four walls. Sent inside forever. Never seeing no one. Nice again. Exploded with the mighty crash as we fell into the sun.
masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki crying. She had so many devices, everything that money could buy. She said, sign your name on the dotted line. The lights went out, and Nikki started to grind. Castle started spinning, or maybe it was my brain. I can't tell you what you did. But she'll shout up, shout up, show you how to grind. Woke up the next morning, Nikki wasn't there. I looked all over and all I found was phone number on the stairs. It said, thank you for a funky time. Call me up whenever you wanna grind.
Okay, any real staunch Prince fans out there, please cover your ears right now. But I like that one as much as the original. That's Darling Nikki, originally by Prince, performed there by Foo Fighters from the Have It All EP. It was a CD single that is very hard to find right now. Had three bonus tracks on it, and I think you can only find it via auction sites and through used dealers. It's way out of print. But that's Darling Nikki by Foo Fighters. Before that, Band on the Run, also by Foo Fighters, from that Radio 1 established 1967 CD that came out last year, and that was a cover of Paul McCartney and Wings. That is going to wrap it up for this edition of Coverville, the Coverville Foo Fighters cover story. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, maybe you've got an idea for a cover story that I haven't done yet, or an idea for a theme show, or you just simply want to request a track for the next All Request show. Many, many ways you can do it. First, email me, coverville@gmail.com. I read every single email that comes in. I don't always have the time to reply, so if you're waiting for a reply, I apologize if it's taken me a long time to get to it. I do read every email that I get, and I try to act on all of them. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums, all that stuff, including archives of the last 413 shows. You can find all that at coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday with the aforementioned All Request Show. This was the Foo Fighters cover story. What else? We got anything else coming up here? I should put these on the website, shouldn't I? Oh, yeah. So All Request Show on Sunday. Next Tuesday is the 30-year anniversary of Saturday Night Fever, the soundtrack that broke all those records for album sales, for soundtrack album sales back then. So we'll be doing a celebration of that album, not just Bee Gees covers, but some other covers of songs from that album as well. Also, Warren Zevon, a week from tonight, a cover story for legendary, late, great singer Warren Zevon, whose birthday is January 23rd, so a week from last night would have been his birthday. So stick around for all those shows upcoming. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by, I need some bandwidth, was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. And thank you to audible.com for supporting the program and being a sponsor. Check them out.